Can everybody hear me all right?
I don't typically need a mic. Pretty loud. Okay, I'm going to be talking about how a location platform can help health and human services organizations. And I'm going to walk through. I'm actually going to give this entire presentation live from something called a map journal, which is also part of what I'm talking about. I mean, GIS is not just desktop anymore. GIS has turned into a location platform technology across organizations that open up a lot of different capabilities to really communicate with the public. So, you know, my presentation, Geographic Information Systems and Public Health Data Visualization, Analysis, and Sharing. Of course, I've got my disclosures here. No disclosures that meet the criteria, although I want to state that I do work for Esri, one of the largest GIS software and services companies around, but I come from a background 12-13 years in state government as a deputy director, CTO, informatics director, implementing enterprise GIS systems, as well as doing research for a year at a research institute. So I'm going to just be talking about, you know, how a location platform and GIS can help health and human services organizations meet their objectives, with a particular focus on objectives around healthy communities. So a lot of health and human services organizations have a very varied mandate. And here's some of the objectives that we see pretty commonly. You know, the desire to increase and improve health outcomes, decrease health disparities, increase regulatory compliance, accountability and transparency, increase overall access to care. Whether or not they're delivering healthcare services, they're often doing certificates of need, licensing and certifying, evaluating healthcare for quality, and working with community organizations. Efficient use of resources, of course, you know, limited budgets, unfunded mandates, different types of things going on. You've really got to be smart on how you operate. And improve customer satisfaction. And this is one a lot of people think, you know, well, customers, what do you mean? Well, you know, health and human services organizations have customers. You know, people getting birth and death certificates, receiving the care, you know, bringing in samples, you know, interacting just in general. So it's very important, you know, to, you know, provide a high level of professionalism and service. There's a lot of key business units across health and human services organizations, and they vary from, you know, state, county, and federal, and they're structured different in different states. These are some of the key business units that we see focusing in on healthy communities initiatives, health equity groups that are going out and looking at health disparities and equal access across all different populations, healthcare quality groups doing licensing inspection in the fields, preparedness and planning, developing your state influenza plans, your strategic national stockpiles, community services and development, chronic disease and health promotion, all doing different types of outreach, interaction. And you know, they're all using location technology. They're all using geography in some way. To accomplish those varied mandates before, you have to really go to a data-driven decision model. And that requires data that doesn't just exist in your organization. It exists in other partner organizations, with the Census Bureau, with stakeholders. And so folks are using location data, but what we find out is that, you know, that this location platform is often fragmented. There's no official system of record. Maybe there's a desktop version somewhere. But what people need is a location platform that's accessible not just to the GIS analysts in their organizations or the epidemiologists, but the entire organization. You know, they need it for the professional GIS, of course, to do the desktop analysis, but they need it for their knowledge workers, their analysts, their health educators that need to tap into this location and geographic information. You've got executives that are in board meetings, they're in community meetings that need to be able to comment intelligently on activities and practices and what's going on in different communities, and they need that geographic information at their fingertips there, not just when they're back in the office at their computer. You've got public engagement. Communicating why you're doing what you're doing is crucial to success. So you really need to be able to communicate in an engaging way. And I would argue that the traditional method of producing an 800-page PDF that's an annual mortality and morbidity report with 14 appendixes and 300 tables, maybe not the best way to engage your audience. I mean, it's all right, and you did communicate with the public, but I suspect not that many people are really using it the way that you want them to use it. And work anywhere. And I'll talk a little bit more about this, but things have changed. I mean, work is not just your PC or your laptop anymore. You know, people want to access devices, access content that it needs to be easy, they need to get anywhere. And enterprise integration. You've got a lot of other systems you use daily that have geographic information in it. You know, how do you leverage it? How do you use it? Okay, so if all these objectives, all these key business units, and all these different workflows weren't hard enough, you know, as Health and Human Services organization, you're facing a set of trends and pressures that impact your ability to get your jobs done. You've got policy and healthcare reform changing the way that we're all doing business, volume-based to value-based. And you know, we are partners in that process as Health and Human Services organizations. Technology and data advances, big data, velocity, veracity, in data processing, HANA, Hadoop, all these different things, HANA. And it really requires you to be on the cutting edge of things in order to really stay out in front of issues. And alternative care and service delivery models, consolidations of health systems, coordination among health and human services, integrated service delivery, all these things, coupled with budget uncertainty, unfunded mandates, and, you know, different types of events. And there's the consumerization of IT, you know, that even makes it more complicated for groups like your IT units to deliver what your staff expect. They expect systems to be simple, easy, pop it open on your phone, click two buttons. There's no manual. You know, it's just better work. It's like when they're using tools at their home, personally taking photos, sending them off, posting them to Facebook, getting directions, routing, finding what's the closest thing that meets their criteria. That's what people are expecting at work now. So by leveraging a location platform in GIS, not just desktop GIS, which is what most people are used to, but an entire platform that consists of a bottom layer of services, which could be your authoritative content on premises, you know, census data, demographics, consumer expenditure, crime, all sorts of different information that's available, making that content available through a centralized portal that's accessible internally, externally, on your network, through your web pages that ties into your current access control system, your single sign-on, your Active Directory, whatever the case may be, that's all accessible through a set of applications that work cross-device and platform. It shouldn't matter. You know, that's what the current modern GIS platform is. Okay, so the challenges that we see a lot of people facing when they haven't implemented this type of technology, and just in general in an organization, are around access, discovery, sharing, collaboration, analysis, and systems. And I'm going to walk through some exact examples of these and how GIS and location technology can help. Okay, so the first challenge is access. You know, staff need information. Field inspectors need information when they're in the field inspecting a hospital, a certifying hospital, doing environmental health inspections, doing contact tracing in the field. They need the information in a secure manner when they're out there, but they don't need separate logins. They don't need separate device, custom tools. They just need things to work. Well, modern GIS tools can make this information available through applications that allow you to access your content directly on your tablets and your smartphones, browse your maps and your content to see what's going on when you need it, to get more use out of all the hard work that you've done. And then there's the requirement to collect data in the field. This particular example is implementing the HUD data collection model for the HOMA's point in time count. A lot of folks are doing this now, and they're going out with a clipboard, collecting information in the field, you know, tasking a bunch of volunteers, writing this information, coming back down, transcribing it, putting it into a system, trying to make out somebody else's handwriting, and all these different things that lead to a delay in time, a gap in the ability to do your analytics, and a process that's hard to update and sustain. Well, a modern GIS tool and platforms can leverage this technology and have this information instantly accessible. Discovery, we all work in organizations that are big. Information is in silos and stovepipes and files and folders and PDFs and Excel spreadsheets all over our organization. So it's hard to find what's going on in different places, and oftentimes it leads to, you know, flat productivity, you know, with people redundant, doing redundant work and recreating things that other folks have done. Well, here's an example, and this is a live portal where people can, an organization can leverage information, and so people and their staff can go in here and look at current information on, say, current outbreaks, get dashboards on how field activities are going. You can share information with the public on the extent of a current flu outbreak, as well as where all the flu clinics are and what their hours are. And just make a tool that allows people to discover internally and externally the information that you have. And then, you know, through this type of central portal, you can feature content that's more timely. You know, if it's around, a seasonal flu time, information on that. If there's other events going on, you can share this information in a featured content location so people know where to look for it. I mean, oftentimes people are heads down getting their jobs done. They don't have a lot of time to hunt and peck around and find information. And then people have their organizations have their GIS data, but it's in some type of database. It's on a shared drive. It's located in different spots. Well, if you take all that authoritative content that you have and share it out in one location that's visual, that just allows people to click on it and use it, you know, you're going to get a lot more uptake and usage and leveraging of the work that you've done. Sharing and collaboration. Discovery is one thing, being able to find the information that everybody, the work that's been done in your organization, but the ability to actually share and collaborate and do work jointly together is really key, and it's another big impact on productivity. By leveraging a central portal, you can set up groups. They can be tied into your existing groups that you already have, say, in your Active Directory, or be around specific things like aging and adult services, behavioral mental health. And then in those groups, you just share out content, whether they're maps, applications, or GIS services that would be useful to that group. So when new staff come in, they know where to look for information. If you're working on a project in the community and you know that you're going to be touching on the aging and adult population, go in and look at their group. What kind of work have they been doing? What are their results? What are their conclusions? Who are these people? So it really gives you a way to share internally. Well, the other requirement that we're all seeing is the requirement to share data externally. Organizations are standing up open data sites a lot. You know, they're sharing their data with data.gov and healthdata.gov, spending a lot of money on custom solutions. Many people in this room that already have certain GIS software already have the capability to stand up open data sites that are built directly in. Without the need for custom coding or configuration or custom coding or development, just standing this information up and making an open data site where people can go in, you know, filter for particular data sets, zoom into certain geographies, explore the tables of information, and then download the data in multiple open formats. Like spreadsheets, KML, shapefiles, and actually tie into the underlying data so people can plug your authoritative data directly into their applications without having to download it. When I worked for the government, we had to maintain FTP servers, FOI requests, data clearinghouses. Modern tools do all of that for you. You don't have to convert data to multiple formats. You can just make it available and make it there when you need it. And then there's the need to share information out through simple applications that don't require a lot of coding and development. This is an example template that is it's a HTML5 responsive template that allows an organization to take all the content, all the services that they're delivering in their organization, as well as what they know going on in the community, publish that information out, and make it accessible across smartphones, mobile devices, capture your location information from your GPS, and give you a list of all the services that are closest to you. And then click on those services, get routing, driving directions, get your hours and contact information, things that used to take multiple web developers and websites and constant updates and a whole process, but now leveraging GIS technology, because it's all location, where's it at, you can just do it. Analysis. Analysis is the key to making good decisions, and it requires a lot of different inputs. In this particular example here, use GIS technology, and I actually ran through this one. I never touched a desktop GIS software package. I use plugins for office tools like Excel and web-based portals to walk through an access to care analysis of low birth weight data to demonstrate how you can take these tools from the back office and the desktop and disperse them throughout your organization. In this example, I walked through pulling 10 years of low birth weight data down at the zip code level, as well as from the State Vital Records Authority in South Carolina. And then I pulled the OBGYN providers from the NPI registry. But note, to pull the OBGYN providers from the NPI registry, I had to download 2.8 million rows of data with 382 columns in every row, pull it into SAS and SQL Server, parse it out, bridge it, and come up with a geographic format. Serving that out as an open data site would allow people to go in and do those filters and pull it out without having all that additional work and really open it up to a larger audience. Well, went through that process and calculated some optimized hotspots on where we have clusterings, statistically significant clusterings of high percentages across the state, and then generate service areas around, these are 30-minute drive time service areas around all of the providers, and then determine the gaps. And this is where I'm going to focus my education and outreach efforts. Great tool to communicate what I did to the public and why I made the decisions that I made. And there's also advanced tools that you can still have accessible for folks on the desktop, Bayesian regression, you know, plugging into SciPy, Panda, R, 2D, 3D, side-by-side, all sorts of different things that allow you to do what you need to do. I've got 4 minutes left, so I'm going to get through this here. You know, and to deal with the systems challenge, leverage location and geography to make information accessible in one spot. This particular example here is a dashboard that is simulating pulling information in from your client tracking system when people are coming in and schedule things to come on site and a customer queuing system. So this simple dashboard will tell an executive, I've got 1,300 people in all of my buildings across the state right now. You can click on any location and see what the services are, how many scheduled, how many are on site. You know, cycle through information and see what the average wait time is. Well, I can also go in and filter and just see what facilities aren't meeting my wait time, contact, reach out, you know, and deliver better service. So those are how you can address the challenges. And I wanted to just give two quick examples here of organizations that have implemented this type of technology and seen some benefits. So you've got the New Mexico Community Data Collaborative, which is in the Department of Health in New Mexico, that are, you know, mandated by law to provide health data to the public, to be a clearinghouse. So they had to get all this information out and then collaborate with folks. They stood up a portal and served out over 200 data sets with over 1,200 attributes and created a mapping environment for folks to mash that data up, look at it, make decisions, tell stories, and discover their content. Another example is a good example is Hennepin County, whose GIS group worked with our IT department to develop a set of applications to deliver content to the public. Applications that show information about environmental issues, beach closure applications that were automated through GIS that took the notification time down from beach closures to 24 hours to 24 minutes. Locate farmers markets, cooling centers, medicine drop-off locations, and to communicate birth statistics through story maps that were highly engaging. So these things are being done by your colleagues and peers, and it can really enable your organization to be more efficient and effective. That's all I have. Does anybody have any questions?
Questions for Dan?
Go ahead.
So is this an add-on to existing like ArcGIS, or is this a
film? The technology that I was presenting is all the ArcGIS technology stack. So people that have ArcGIS desktop, and a lot of them don't understand this, when you get one license of ArcGIS desktop, you're entitled to a named user account. So everything that you just saw here comes with ArcGIS desktop. Collector, story maps, operations dashboards, it's all included. But it's still, folks still have this idea that's a back office approach and it's just a desktop version. Yes, we do. Our platform is not just, and I don't want to get deep into Esri because this is really about what location technology can do, but inside of the Esri platform, we have over 10,000 variables of information. We take all the current census data, the ACS data. We have our own demographers and statisticians. We project out 5 years in the future. People use our tools to collaborate and share. But I can get more specific into Esri technology if you want to come down to the booth. I just want to talk a little bit more about location technology in general because there's a lot of great tools out there. Fulfills all the requirements. requirements of an open data portal. Actually, you can use a tool called Coop, which a lot of people are using, and it generates your catalog, your data catalog that you would federate and register with data.gov. So this free tool would, well, as long as you have the software license, fulfills every open data requirement that exists out there.
Okay. Thank you, Jeremy.
Yep. Thank you.